And currently, our temperatures aren't too bad this morning. Yeah. 40 degrees throughout most of the area. Not quite there in Alta Vista. They have 38. But 43 in Bedford, 42 in Lynchburg, 40 in Danville, and 50 in Roanoke and Salem. That's the hot spot.
Okay, just a note to our producer, Trey, is that go behind me and check me on some of the things that got loaded this morning and make sure I did the right thing.
That's yeah, just, we
had to do that live.
A little crazy. That happens
this morning.
Sometimes.
Yeah. So, anyway, so it's we're just how many days away now? Are we going to do official countdown? 23 days away from the day.
Let me ask you this: Are you finished with your Christmas shopping? Are you done?
Pretty much.
Are you?
See, well, what happened? And I know you corrected me on this. A couple of months ago, a local company was changing hands. The Farm Basket, a great, great little place.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they were getting rid of all kinds of stuff at amazing prices.
Right.
And I went and gobbled up stuff at 70% off. And I just presented it all to my wife one day.
Oh, geez.
And you said, why didn't you save some of that for Christmas?
Right.
So.
Right.
Merry Christmas, honey. Remember those things I bought back in September?
Oh my gosh.
August?
You know that is one of my biggest pet peeves. and look, my Mark is having to learn because mm-hmm. he's really bad about going, oh, it's just for your birthday, do for Christmas. I'm like, then you're going to be paying twice because there's no way that we're going to be like, oh, look at this photo on my phone. Remember that? Enjoy that moment. Merry Christmas.
Oh, I haven't tried that one, Mark. Yeah. Thank you.
Golly.
So
our
holiday's a little bit disheveled right now.
Well,
anyways.
you've got an interesting holiday, yeah, kind of a difficult one this year.
I'm going to see my son, who has now been off chemo for almost 2 months because it's not working anymore.
Right.
And
he just can't do it anymore.
It just can't do it.
Yeah.
It's not doing its job. The cancer is spreading. And, you know, I'm going to go out and see him, you know, before Christmas. So I'll have a few days off there. So it'll be a mixed bag, but it'll be good to see him and see my grandson, see my daughter-in-law.
Sure.
So, but you know, I was just telling one of our listeners, a husband, Marv, just yesterday. Z and Marv listened to the show, and you know, I said, I find great comfort, because he asked how the family's doing. I said, I find great comfort in my faith, and that this is when your faith takes a different dimension. Knowing that I'll see my son again. So that I have to find comfort in that, because my grandson will grow up without his dad. He will have known his dad for
right.
a little over 10 years if Phil makes it into next year some. Mm-hmm. My grandson turns 10 in February. So we're hoping Phil makes it till then. So it's a mixed bag, but you know, it will be a special Christmas as well. So I'm going to take advantage of all the time that I get with him.
That's right.
When I get to go see him.
That's right. And we'll keep the home fires burning
here.
I
know you will.
And we'll all be thinking about you.
He's my hero the last 6 years, especially the last two.
Yeah.
So fighting the good fight.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we do have some more information coming out about this Michigan school shooting suspect.
Yeah.
I've been texting back and forth with Marco about this.
Okay.
Of course, there's been a lot of rumors roaming around. One thing we do know for sure is they lawyered up quick.
Yeah. I mean, like right away he did.
Oh, yeah. Of course, he's 15, so that's his parents,
right.
You know, doing that. Ethan Crumbly is his name, charged mm-hmm. with terrorism, murder. This was not an impulsive act,
mm-mm.
they're saying. He even recorded videos the night before.
Had a journal.
In which he talked about shooting and killing students.
Mm-hmm.
He had been called into the school several times in the past, well, the day of, including the day of, and then I think in the weeks before,
mm-hmm.
there had been a lot of behavior.
Parents are on campus that day.
Right.
Being, you know, talked to by the administration.
I don't see how the parents cannot be charged with this one. I just don't see how that can happen.
Right.
I was talking with Marco and I said I think the I do think the parents should be charged with this. If you're staying up at the high school because you've got a kid that's acting out and they're violent, and then you just leave your guns laying around, really?
Right. Yeah, and the gun had only been in the house for less than a week.
I imagine he had other ones too, though, probably.
Yeah, well, the gun apparently that was used was, and I don't know, because they're saying 30 rounds were shot. That means he had multiple clips.
Right.
You know, something was going on there.
They're saying, Marco was saying many states have that culpable negligence, in which case, you know, that would certainly apply.
They've known their son has issues. It would seem to me that that gun should be under lock and key.
Well, your gun should be under lock and key anyway.
Anyway, right.
Even if you have a kid that's
child
got
in the
together,
house. Yep.
You know, your ammo shouldn't be kept with it, and
right.
and especially if you've got young people. Yep. And look, I can speak to this from a different standpoint, in that when my mother was so ill, and I mean she was really, really ill, and had you know, talked about wanting to end things. And I remember being a little girl, and they came and they took everything out of the house, everything.
Right.
And that was long before that was top of mind for people. That was just my father being responsible, loving husband,
sure,
father, and responsible gun owner. You're also saying that there were some parents saying now that they were even keeping their kids out of school.
They kept their kid out of school because of this one student. And this one mom says, my son wasn't there that day because I didn't want him there. Because apparently the word was out, obviously, because the you know, the parents were called in of the assailant, and you know, they were talking to him that morning. So
Jay says, sounds like the kid was determined and those parents were the lenient types. Reminds me a little of Sandy Hook. Maybe that kid had similar problems. Here's the thing. You can't be your child's friend. You're supposed to be their parent.
Sure. Yeah.
Period. And I remember saying to my mom one time, you know, Kim Cash's mom is her best friend. That was my, you know, all dramatic,
right?
Like you can be at that age. And my mother said, just as sweetly, in that sweet, soft voice, that she said, my darling girl, God did not give you to me to be your best friend. She put me here. He put me here to be your mother. And that's what I am.
Yeah.
Now, there may be a time we'll be able to be more like friends, but for right now, I'm your mother, and I have no desire to be anything else.
Right.
Oh, I just thought it was so unfair until I had kids, and I was like, oh, I get it now. Yeah. All right, no problem.
We put the call out earlier, and I think we may have a response here. 866-916-3776 is the phone number to reach Janet and I here on The Morning Jam.
Janet, Mark, it's Salty.
Hey, Salty.
Morning.
Good morning. Oh, so much to do before Christmas, Janet.
Oh,
Mark,
I know.
I hope y'all had a good Thanksgiving.
Had a great Thanksgiving. I hope you did.
Yeah, it was great.
Well, yeah, I really don't have time to talk about that. That's not why I called.
Okay.
I do have a Life Hack Thursday, but I did want to say one of the old boys there on the job site said, Salty, they're talking about you. But they want you to be a celebrity. I said, what are you talking about?
Well, now,
Janet,
you can be a star.
All right, so listen.
That's why I called.
All right. Well, we'll get you to do the life hack. But you know, you kind of are a celebrity now, and we need a celebrity endorsement. So we'll talk about that after you give us your life hack, because it is Thursday after all.
Oh, it is.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. Miss Salty is out of town, and, you know, she don't like me using the oven, Janet, because I always leave it in some kind of mess of sorts. So I wanted to make me some pizza the other day. And, you know, I was talking to Delmont.
Oh, boy.
And he said, well, why not use your iron?
What?
And I said, what are you talking about, Delmont?
Wait a minute.
Slow down.
An iron?
Salty, have you ever looked at the shape of an iron?
Oh, jeez.
It's like the proverbial kerosene bulb went off in my head.
Yep.
And I said, well, golly, Delmont, that thing's shaped like a piece of pizza.
It is, isn't
well,
it?
Well, that, oh, man.
Yeah.
I guess that's true.
The light bulb went off.
Well, you know what, Janet? And it works. You know, Salty does, you know, iron his overalls every now and then.
Sure.
But anyway, I just, I tried it. And, you know, I had to put it on about medium heat. Because if you go high, it begins to burn a little bit. And there's nothing like burnt pizza, you know, in the bedroom.
So you put, 'cause
that's where the ironing board is.
You put the pizza on the iron?
There's a medium heat on the iron?
Yeah, you hold the iron up and you turn it up, you know. And you you can steam pizza. I did not know that. I know you can steam vegetables, but you can also steam a piece of pizza.
Wow.
So if you don't like it, if you don't like your pizza crunchy, then you'd still be okay.
Moist, in other words.
Well, that's the beauty of it, Janet. You see, if you burn it, you can still use the steam to soften it up a little bit.
Wow.
That's logical.
Okay. I would just like to take this brief opportunity to say that the views expressed by Salty on the Morning Jam are not necessarily endorsed by the staff of the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
Absolutely.
And you want me to be your celebrity after that disclaimer, Janet? I'm not so sure.
Oh, no. Well, we do, because you know why? We need a celebrity endorsement. And, well, as you said, you know, we're a little bit on a budget.
Yeah, we are on the budget.
So we thought, who would be a better spokesperson for Insane Radio Deals than you?
Yeah.
Oh, I love me some Insane Radio Deals. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You know, me and Miss Salty, well, you know, we actually got one of them there things for, you know, what's that trio? You know, what's that trio place? You know, the Trio Grill or something over there. We got one of them there gift cards, you see.
Oh, you're talking about the Trio Brick Oven Eatery. It's just down the street from the radio station here, Salty. I've eaten there. It's good.
You've eaten there too, Mark. It's really good. The chicken. Oh, my gosh. The chicken salad, chicken fingered, or whatever. Anything they do in chicken, it's good stuff.
Yes.
But, you know, well, what are you thinking, Janet? What do I got to do? I mean, I know I helped you last year with that little, you know.
A little parody.
Christmas thing that you did, but that was only like three words.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is true, but you did a great job
you
with
did.
That. That was our little funny commercial that we did last year.
Mm-hmm.
We just want you to come in. And we'll kind of talk you through it, and you can help us do an ad for Insane Radio Deals, and we'll just have fun with it.
Yeah, it'll be easy.
Can you coach me, Janet?
I will coach you, yes. We will coach you, and you will be fantastic.
Yeah, she coaches me all the time, Salty.
Well, okay. I'm going to bring my wife and I are doing the whiskey thing for the Advent calendar. Delmont, he drops off a new... you know, a little bit of shine every day.
Oh.
Puts it in the milk box out front, and has a little note. So I just make sure I bring it with me in case I need to calm down. Okay.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
I might need a drink before it's over.
So Delmont has his own little whiskey calendar. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, he does. He brings it to me every night. I never know what I'm gonna get until in the morning.
Mm. Oh, it's like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Delmonte Claus.
Yeah.
Pretty
and
good.
It brings me the best stuff on Christmas morning. It's a beautiful thing.
I'll bet so. Hey, thank you for calling in. We'll get you set up for doing our celebrity endorsement, okay?
Well, I can't wait, Janet. This sounds like so much fun. Is Mark going to be there?
Yes, of course I'm going to be here. I'm pushing the buttons.
Well, okay, Mark. I'll still show up.
No.
Well,
thanks.
All right, Janet. We'll see you. See you later there, too, Mark.
Yeah, see you, Salty.
Are
I think.
You looking that up? You are not going to heat up your pizza with a clothing iron.
I'm
going to kill you.
Yeah, it's been done on Beta Kappa House. Heated their pizza up that way. Of course, they lost their building last year.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like
the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark. The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark.
7:23 on the Morning Jam. Well, are we going to get our celebrity endorsement? That's the question.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, he's good to go. I'm a little concerned with the number of listeners who apparently have heated a piece of pizza on an iron. Oh. You know who you are, Randy.
Wow. You know what I was...
He says, I recommend the cotton setting for pizza.
Well, I was wondering, what if you had two irons?
Oh, my word. Why don't you just use a skillet? I mean...
Kind of like a redneck version of the George Foreman grill.
You know, Miss Salty's going to come home. She's going to have pizza on her, pizza sauce and
that's
going
to clog up the holes. You're going to need to steam it just to shoot out the... Kind of like your umbrella. You're going to have to shoot out the projectiles of pizza cheese.
As Dexter said, I'm hoping Salty listens to the Trost Law bit about not drinking and driving. I think Salty just sounds like he's been drinking. I don't know that he necessarily drinks as much as he might, as Delmont might encourage.
Right. Well, this is a good way to put it.
So
that was a pretty good, what did you say, Demelta Claus or something? Or
Del Monte, because it's short for Del Monte.
Right, yeah.
Right, because Delmont's short for Del Monte. Mm-hmm. So I think Del Monte Claus would be appropriate. Randy wanted to know, did he put garlic powder in the steam water? I'm not sure.
Hey, that's not a bad idea, actually.
Oh, my gosh. Please stop.
Man alive. Okay,
we better... I want to hear another Salty's Five and Dying using an iron and other appliances not from the kitchen. All right. You'll encourage him too much.
7:25, we can hear David in the background. He is calling in from Charlotte County. 866-916-3776 is the phone number. Good morning.
Good morning. How's everything going?
All right.
Hey, look, you talk about the iron and the pizza. Well, I ain't never done that. I don't know exactly how it will work anyhow, but let me tell you what.
Okay.
You can take an iron and make a damn good grilled cheese, buddy.
Wow.
And I can't believe y'all made a grilled cheese sandwich with an iron.
I haven't.
Everybody done that.
Wow.
Why would I have done that?
I'll tell you. Well, look, it's so simple. You just take your bread and your cheese and wrap it up in aluminum foil.
Okay, yeah.
And set the iron on it, buddy.
Well, I'm just telling, and let me just say this, though. Salty did not mention aluminum foil. I think he's putting that pizza square on Mrs. Salty's iron. Yeah. I don't think that's a good idea.
No, aluminum foil is a great barrier. So. Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But look, man, when I was little, if you wanted a grilled cheese, that's how you was going to get it, right in the house there. And we didn't have money to go ahead and buy none nowhere, so...
Wow.
There you go.
So you weren't allowed to use the stove, but you could use the iron. Okay.
Well, you had to heat the stove up with damn wood back there. You just reach over there, grab a knob, and turn it on.
Sure. Okay. Now it makes sense. Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
If it was like dinner time or something, the stove is going, go ahead. But you had like good stuff to eat then. You didn't need no grilled cheese. If you were going to have an in-between meal, boy, that was the way to go.
Wow. Okay. You know what? I guess I never had to do that, so it's hard for me to think that way.
How about that?
That makes a little more sense now.
Okay.
Hey, do I get any street cred back by making biscuits and gravy on a charcoal grill? I did do that once. So.
Well, that's pretty cool. But,
That's great.
Like I'm a baby boomer, and look, I always wondered why it got like it is now.
Right.
You used to cook inside mm-hmm. and go to the bathroom outside.
Right, right.
Now you go to the bathroom inside and you cook outside.
That's true. You are quite the philosopher, my friend.
Right.
You've got us all thinking this morning.
Hey, thanks for the call, buddy.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
I love talking to y'all, but I'm sitting there in front of work right now. I got to get out.
All right.
Y'all have a great day.
Hey, you too.
You too. Somebody said, is he Salty's cousin? I don't know.
I don't know. Possibly. Could be some relationship there.
I had a friend in college that would make ramen noodles in a coffee pot.
Okay.
So I have had, in remembering and kind of going through this stuff, I do remember a little bit of that. And
right.
Now the iron thing makes sense mm-hmm. based mm-hmm. on what he's talking about.
Right, sure.
I think Salty's just bummed because he couldn't get to the microwave. I don't know. And Randy says, I'm such a fool. I've been eating cold pizza all this time.
Wow.
The future looks so much brighter. Oh, Lord, I love it when Salty calls. It makes my day so much better.
Okay, now how much studio time are we setting aside?
Oh Lord,
to record
knows?
This insane radio deal with him.
Well, I'll tell you, if I don't have to try to focus both of you at the same time, it should be okay. So as long as you don't have a bunch of caffeine
right.
that day,
right,
and I
sure.
only have to focus all my energy
right.
on Salty,
mm-hmm.
it shouldn't take more than an hour. But yeah. Hey, did you see where we have another fire going?
Where?
This time at the New River Gorge National Park. 150 acres on Wednesday were burned, 50% contained. Park officials say the fire spread 40 acres to the west of the main fire. Firefighters believe the rolling burning materials were the cause. The forecast for gusty winds and lower humidity could definitely cause a problem. There's a lot of open burn bans
right
now
mm-hmm.
that have been shut down. We also have an updated story about a body that was found along the railroad tracks near Campbell Avenue in
okay.
Lynchburg. I'll have that story for
oh,
you.
Oh, wow.
As we head into our local headlines for
okay.
Roanoke, Lynchburg, and the South Side.
All right.
That's coming up.
Okay. It's 7:30. We'll do some local stories here, like Janet just said. And I'm trying to find that little thing that Salty helped us.
Oh, the commercial that we did last year?
Helped us with last year. He only had, like he said, 3 words or something. It's pretty easy to get him to do that.
That was when we first went on the air, too.
I know. Yeah. We were young. Hey, our anniversary's coming up on December 7th.
I know. What are you getting me?
I don't know yet.
Or did you already give it to me 8 months ago? Hey, remember that Little Debbie Christmas tree I gave you 4 weeks ago? Happy anniversary.
I should have took a picture of it like your hubby.
Yeah. He didn't try that crap with me. It doesn't work.
Nope. 7:31.
Currently, we have temperatures in the 40s throughout most of the listening area. We have 42 in Lynchburg, 44 in Bedford, 41 in Danville, 51 in Salem and Roanoke. So
okay.
not too shabby there.
Got it.
I'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have an update from the story I was telling you about earlier. A person was found dead near the railroad tracks in Lynchburg last mm-hmm. night. According to Lynchburg police, the body was found in the area of Campbell Avenue. We don't have any further details immediately made available,
okay. But
we will keep an eye on this story as we move through the morning.
Okay. All right. Well, we have a honeymoon, which ends with a Richmond bride rushed to the ER.
Oh, dear.
Good news for the newlyweds, Quincy Smick and her husband, Rupert Harmon. Well, I guess they didn't put her married name in there yet. Maybe she's not changing it. Anyway, the honeymoon period.
She wants to stay Mrs. Schmick?
I don't know. Anyway.
What's your name, Schmick?
On their way out of town for their New England honeymoon. The couple was involved in an interstate crash. I mean,
oh,
it's not a funny thing. But anyways, it happened in seconds. Smick said about the tractor trailer smashing into them near Fredericksburg.
Oh, gosh.
Had never been in a car accident before. While the groom was not hurt, the bride was rushed to the emergency room. Nobody wants to start a marriage like this, Smick said. Anyways.
Stop!
Well, you're the one that brought it to my attention, really. It would have went right by. Anyways, I did.
Of course it would have. Okay.
She broke her dominant hand.
Oh.
And she has to have 2 plates and a couple screws put in there, so she's going to make the old, metal detectors go off now. But anyway, she's expected to make a full recovery in 6 to 12 months. She is currently limited to what she can do. Working at the... Blue Sage Bridal Shop. So she's tied to weddings in more ways than one.
She's going to have a great a great wedding story to tell.
Yeah, she sure is.
At least she lived to tell the tale.
Yeah,
she says, I guess. Not much of a honeymoon, though.
Won't be able to pick those big wedding dresses up. And
for a while.
She's not expected to iron any pizza anytime soon, either.
Oh, jeez. Danville's very first youth and teen community center is opened as of yesterday. And police are hoping it will help young community members stay out of trouble. A major concern for Danville has been preventing crime for some time now. They've made a great deal of strides in that mm-hmm. in the South Side. Founders of the new Peace Community Center says that it starts with getting area youth involved in more positive activities, as my mother used to say, right. Idle time, idle hands,
yeah.
Devil's workshop.
Devil's workshop.
The center's founders are providing the Danville residents ages 10 to 18 with a free place to play, work, and learn. The grand opening on Wednesday was well attended, with area leaders, teenagers, and nonprofits lending a hand to the new center. The Danville mayor, Alonzo Jones, was one of the speakers at the grand opening. It says, people often ask, what are you doing for our young people? What are you doing? We took a police precinct and turned it into a youth center. That's what we're doing.
Okay.
So one of our former guests was involved with this.
Oh.
Angie Dixon.
Yeah.
Founder of Hoop Don't Shoot.
Yeah.
Brought a group of teens to the grand opening to allow them to experience the facility for the first time. She says they'll know the police are not against them.
Right.
That's why I brought them here today, so they can be a part of this and just be a part of what's happening. Just because they see a police sign, they'll still know that they are welcome to come in.
Yeah.
So,
well, she's doing quite a work.
She really is doing great
work.
Quite
a lady, actually. But, you know, we're actually going to talk to a lady from the River District Association, Diana. And is her first name, and we're going to talk to her in the 8 o'clock hour about, you know, what's going on Southside. I explained to her we just kind of had a string of shootings up in our area, and the shoot don't hoop
and malicious wounds.
Yeah, and malicious wounds. Well,
I just hope that this particular offering that they're doing in Danville, the difference between a 10-year-old and an 18-year-old is pretty significant.
Right.
So that could be a good thing, or that could be a dangerous thing.
Sure.
Because they could be learning things that they don't need to be knowing about at 10 years of age.
Right.
But I'm sure, especially with people like Angie involved, they'll be thinking about that. One of the things that they're doing with this is they have equipped the center with an aeroponic garden.
Oh, okay.
So it will give opportunities for teens to learn about farming and growing their own food.
Nice.
And organizers plan to hold special events on Fridays and Saturdays, which is like some of the peak times when
stuff happens.
So
you're right.
That's very smart. Seems like they're being very wise in the way they're moving forward with it. I like it.
Good. I'll tell you what I have found. I have found the thing, I believe. Let me see here. I got to make sure because I'm doing this live on the air. So there's never, you never know what's going to happen.
Is that a
Jen.
Good idea?
Well,
I don't know.
let's see if it is what I think it is.
Do you use your seat warmer?
Okay. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, look, you found the commercial. I'll have to play that in a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. We'll play it here in a little bit. This is the commercial.
This was the first time that Salty made his debut.
Right.
In being perhaps a deeper
store.
Part of the show.
A star, so. Maybe be a.
You know, yesterday we were talking about the police officers in Lynchburg. How we're really light on officers and on applications and
90%
that type thing.
Down on apps.
On applications. Mm-hmm. And then we had our
Chris Feraldi,
student councilman, or our city councilman come in.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how important it is to recruit, not just to bring in young people, but raise that pay and get it up to date. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is proposing pay increases for law enforcement officers statewide and bonuses for first responders. He is ramping up efforts to recruit dissatisfied police officers from other states.
Okay.
Burp, burp, burp.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Yeah.
He announced the pay raises while speaking at a Florida Highway Patrol Troop D headquarters in Orlando.
Okay.
And while other states have turned their backs on law enforcement and are calling to defund the police, he says, we continue to support the men and women in law enforcement.
Right.
The proposal includes $73 million to increase starting pay for entry-level state law enforcement officers by 20%, veteran officer salaries by 25%, and another $135 million would be used to increase pay for state correctional officers and officers with the Department of Juvenile Justice.
Okay.
Special risk firefighters would also see a salary increase.
Mm-hmm.
And the plan would cover up to $1,000 for any necessary training programs for police officers relocating from out of state.
Okay.
And would have academy scholarships to create the cover of cost enrollment for those seeking to serve their communities through police work.
Nice. Well,
yeah,
I mean,
he does a lot of things that are just
smart.
Worthy of paying attention to.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Chris mentioned it, and if you want to catch that whole interview, go to our SoundCloud page, type in The Morning Jam on VTRN, and start typing in yesterday's date, 12-1, and you can catch what Chris said. I mean, he said one way that we can remedy this is we bring people in from other areas. I mean, if a community, let's say in another state, let's pick Maryland, for example, that the local community has decided to defund the police or not support the police, and you still want to be in law enforcement, come to Lynchburg. I mean, mm-hmm. and that's what he was saying. We can pull people from other, but we do have to raise the rate. We have to raise the rate. We were looking, he mentioned yesterday, Janet, just one police friend of his said, look, if I just drive to Roanoke, I can make $18,000 more a year.
Mm-hmm.
That's significant. You know, that's a big difference. That might be worth the two-hour drive
right
every day back and forth.
Yeah.
Or move
yeah.
to Bedford or something.
So, yeah. Well, anyway. Hopefully we'll be able to do a better job at taking care of yeah. our officers and building up a police force. I mean, they're really seeing some serious issues
yep.
in the Hill City for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It's 7:44. You can always chime in. Check in with us. Text Janet, 434-248-0704, or give us a call here. A couple of phone numbers, 434-534-8500, 866-916-3776.
Those are you ready numbers. For a life hack?
Yeah, let's do one.
Other than the one that yeah, Salty the, gave the us, the although, iron. You know, now.
Well, apparently.
Right.
We have listeners that have done grilled cheese. I like the aluminum foil. That is a great idea. You don't get any mess on the... on the iron. This is ingenious.
Is it? Okay. Well, I mean, it worked for him, and I get it because he couldn't, you know, fire up the old
wood stove. Takes too long.
It does. So here's one. If you get those water marks on your wooden table or your chairs.
I got them right now. You got a hack for that?
I do. You need to use toothpaste. Toothpaste will get rid of it. Mm-hmm.
How?
Yep.
It's a chemical reaction.
You take the toothpaste and you get a little sponge and you rub it all around the mm-hmm. the ring.
Just let it sit for a while mm-hmm. or?
Then it helps, and then you wipe it off and it yep.
How about that?
I know, it's interesting.
Well, I tell you what, I have a life hack.
Do you now?
That we used to use in woodworking.
Okay.
Now this won't work necessarily if a piece of wood has a finish on it, although I've seen it work in that application, but you can. And believe it or not, it involves an iron, Janet.
Oh, geez. So no.
What you do is you, especially if you're doing woodwork, because a lot of cabinet shops, believe it or not, have irons for several reasons, pre-glued edge banding and those kinds of things, if you can't afford an edge bander. What you do is if you've dropped, let's say, a hammer on a piece of furniture you're working on, the tabletop, for example, and puts a nick in it, or a groove, you take water and you put the water on the piece of wood and let it sit for a second, and then you get your iron already warmed up and ready to go here.
Okay.
And as soon as you put that iron on, of course, it's going to steam and make a lot of noise. Be really careful. You might want to use a wet rag, but it's good when you can use the iron directly against it. Just put water over the whole area so you don't burn your piece of wood. That the heat, the instant heat and steam and moisture will draw the wood up
okay.
out of that spot. And it will make it to where you can sand it down and keep on trucking, baby.
Interesting.
I learned that years ago. Walter Hall taught me that, an old woodworker.
Okay.
And he showed me how to do glue-ups and all kinds of things in millwork and stuff. And he used to work for a company called Weinbogger, which made church furniture that got sent out all over the country from little old Lynchburg.
Okay,
so they're
cool.
located in Evington. So.
All right, one more before we go to break.
All right.
Have you ever had eggs so long that you just wondered, are those eggs okay?
Yeah, yes.
Mm.
Yes.
They don't last around my house long enough to figure that out. But if you're wondering whether or not an egg has gone bad, all you have to do is get a cup of water
mm-hmm.
and drop the egg into the cup. If it stays at the bottom, it's fresh. If it floats, you need to get rid of it.
Interesting.
It's bad. Don't eat it.
Okay.
Now you know.
You know, that could work with people because occasionally you get a bad egg there too as well.
Oh, speaking of which, here's a text from Jay.
What did he say?
It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam. The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
Do you use your seat warmer more for heat therapy than keeping your butt warm? Is your idea of an after-dinner mint a Tylenol PM?
Well, ain't that the truth?
Does your back go out more than you do? Then we have the perfect gift for you. It's the Epsom Salt Advent Calendar, a different flavor for every day in December.
You're kidding!
Coconut, lavender, spearmint, thyme. Who knew there were so many flavors?
I sure didn't know.
Sure, wine is nice. Chocolate is delicious. But for the over 40 crowd, this Advent Calendar is for you. So if your idea of an all-nighter is not having to get up to pee, this could be the gift for you.
How do I pick up this wonderful product?
Give us a call at 1-555-653-3278.
Can you repeat that? I gotta get me a piece of paper.
That's 1-555-653-OLD-FART. Oh, Lord. My mother's rolling over in her grave. I said fart and pee, and like in a 30-second time span. Oh, Lord.
So we know Salty's got talent.
Right.
You heard it right there.
Well, it makes sense that we brought him in on that one. It's Epsom salts.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I need that one. I need that Advent calendar.
Oh, my.
For sure. So People Magazine has named their People of the Year.
The People of the Year. Okay.
Yeah. They have Olympic gymnast Simone Biles.
Okay.
Actress. You can't call them actresses anymore. Did you know this?
I didn't know that. No.
They're all just actors.
Okay.
She's an actress. Sorry.
All right.
Sandra Oh. Mm-hmm. Country icon Dolly Parton and the nation's teachers as 2021 People of the Year.
Okay.
So, what do you think about that?
I think it's interesting. I mean, it's okay. To include the teachers, did nurses and healthcare workers make it in there last year? I hope.
Well, okay, let's look. Last year's people named George Clooney, mm-hmm. Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Oh, jeez.
Selena Gomez and Regina King as people. No.
Okay, because I was just curious because, you know, teachers have, and I don't want to paint a broad brush for any group of people. I don't. I know teachers have had it difficult. And then there's been some teachers that are just interesting at best, especially the one out there in California kept looking over her shoulder while she was recording her bit telling us how, you know, the right was going crazy and there was no such thing as, you know, critical race theory and they're all racist and everything else. And you got bad eggs in all groups of all people.
Right.
But it seems to me if you're going to give it to the teachers, certainly should have given it to the nurses and first responders last
year.
Yeah,
I would think so.
You know,
I would think so, for sure. They say one of the reasons they selected Dolly Parton, she's always done her part to try to help others, which mm-hmm. is true.
Yeah.
Of course, she had her Imagination Library that she did. Mm-hmm. They've given 160 million books to children in need so far, just to try to encourage literacy there, mm-hmm. where she grew up.
Right.
She also donated $1 million to Vanderbilt University.
Wow.
To support COVID-19 research.
That's pretty cool.
That resulted in the Moderna vaccine becoming widely available.
Wow.
Didn't know that.
I didn't either.
So that's kind of cool.
Dolly's amazing.
She is pretty amazing.
She is a world icon.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
We also have Sandra Oh. We mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
She stepped up and used her celebrity for good. And speaking out after the spa murders in Georgia,
mm-hmm.
and the anti-Asian hate crimes, there's quite a few of those.
Right.
And she continued to work on transformative stories, signing on as a producer for Netflix series The Chair. And she said, progress is not sticking a bunch of people of color into a show and having them speak like everybody else. And she says she's very proud of shows like The Chair, who translates to people of color who are living and working in mostly white spaces. What I hope that anyone who's watching it can say is that could easily be me. And then Simone Biles, she, of course, redefined what it means to win in sports.
Yeah.
Stood up for herself, changed the way we think about mental athletes, even though she was beat up for it by a lot of folks.
Oh, yeah.
She says, I fought hard, I survived, I'm proud of myself.
We can't fathom the pressure that some of these folks are under from the world.
But you know what? We can't fathom the pressure of somebody working across your office is going through.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is going through something.
Yeah.
The people in your office, the people in your families, the people in your church, the people that you're standing next to in the grocery store line.
Right.
That's what I think I get so frustrated about right now with people being so easily triggered. If you would just slow down a minute and think. And look, there are some times when you need to be triggered. I get that. But there are people going through things sometimes that we're just not aware of.
My brother-in-law was triggered a little while ago.
Uh-oh.
What just getting to his text
by?
Now. Uh-huh. Ask Janet if she's ever had chicken fried egg.
Chicken fried egg?
Yeah, that's how it reads.
Well, all right. So let's think about this for a minute.
Okay.
I've had chicken fried steak.
Okay.
I've had chicken fried chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Which basically, anytime you chicken fry something, you just roll it in a bunch of flour and fry it.
Okay.
Is that what you do to the egg?
I don't. That's a good
question.
Inquiring
minds want to know.
Yeah. So
I don't know that I would be interested in a chicken fried chicken, but egg, chicken fried, what is it?
Chicken fried egg.
A chicken fried egg.
Yeah.
I'm going to be doing some research on that one.
Chicken fried egg.
I'm not even sure that's a thing. I think he's pulling my chain.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to have Diana Schwartz. She's from the River District on Southside. She's got some interesting things that are going on down there. They're doing a lot of great work. Of course, we've had stories about Caesars coming in there. A lot of good things as far as jobs that are taking place and buildings being done and repurposed and those kinds of things. So Diane is going to talk to us at the beginning of the next hour here on the Morning Jam. So working towards Christmas, and you know, mentioned I
this isn't real.
What? Chicken fried
eggs? Chicken fried eggs. That's not a real thing. He's messing with me.
Okay.
Although I did find a really cool fresh egg stamp. I'm excited about that. Might want that.
Oh, Lordy.
I'm sorry, continue.
No, well, I was just, because I gave my wife her presents early, and actually a present I gave her just, you know, on the first was the, you know, the cookies that I got, cookies by Peggy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting it right now.
Mm-hmm.
You can find her on Facebook. Makes great cookies. And the detail on these cookies, we had our first one last night. We broke it in half and shared, trying to watch our calories. And so it was a beautiful, beautiful, very tasty cookie.
They're,
so that was
they
her,
are beautiful.
That was one of her Christmas presents that I get to indulge in a little bit.
Okay.
A specialized, custom-made just for her advent calendar with local baked cookies. So that is a Christmas present. I'll find something in Des Moines that I'm going to get her probably.
Probably.
Yeah, I'll find something. Have something ready for Christmas.
Hey, Bill Trefero is going to be coming up here in just a little bit. He'll get you updated on many of the stories going on in Lynchburg, Roanoke, and on the South Side. Our number is 434-534-8500 or 866-916-3776. We would love to hear from you. We appreciate you being a part of the radio family here on the Morning Jam.
And we do. And Stan's going to call you tomorrow about the chicken fried egg. There you go.
Okay.
You're going to learn what it is. And I will as well. And I probably...
That'll give enough time to make it up.
It's 8 o'clock.